Fargo, welcome to Sanjia. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 3rd of July, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Friday the 27th, the court sentenced Nika Melia, leader of the Coalition for Change, or Tavisuk Levistris, to 8 months in prison and barred him from holding public office for 2 years because of his refusal to attend the Georgian Dream, or Kotsevi-created parliament's temporary investigative committee, whose purpose is to investigate alleged political wrongdoings during the United National Movement, or Natsevi's rule. Also on Friday, Givi Targamadze, former member of the Natsevi, was sentenced for the same charges. He will spend 7 months in jail, and he won't be allowed to hold public office for 2 years. A few days later, on Tuesday the 1st, Nika Gvaramia, another leader of Tavisuk Levistris, got the same sentence as Melia, also on the same charges. On Tuesday the 1st, Elena Kostadia, the only leader of the Tavisuk Levistris who was not arrested, started a hunger strike in front of the parliament building saying that the ruling party is on the offensive and has imprisoned most of the political opposition. In response to the Kotsevi's actions, she decided to resort to this kind of protest as she is ready to sacrifice herself against this regime. She also said that this decision was taken rationally and not out of desperation. She believes that the only way to get rid of the regime is through a revolution. She's not the only one who went on hunger strike. Gedevan Popchadze, former member of the Kotsevi, who moved to the opposition years ago, as well as three other activists, decided to join her. Update on a story from a previous show. A couple of weeks ago, we reported on a case where Bishop Gheorghe Jamladiani said that an official from the Kotsevi had tried to poison him and was using a nun from his monastery to spy on him. Shortly afterwards, it became public that the official in question was Gogi Chinjikashvili, who until recently served as deputy governor of Kshemokartli, a region in central Georgia. On Saturday the 28th, TV channel Formula released a report on the case, which included a secretly recorded video of Jamladiani and Chinjikashvili meeting at the bishop's residence. In the video, Chinjikashvili denied the poisoning accusation. The nun was also present and accused him of pressuring her to spy on the bishop. During the conversation, the bishop's gun was placed on the table between them. At one point, you can hear him loading it. As the video went viral, people were shocked and disgusted, some by the clergy behaving like mafia, while others by the accusation of a Kotsevi official trying to poison a bishop. Plenty of people were pretty upset by both. Check out the video and the link in the show notes. Speaking of guns, on Thursday the 26th, a politician shot someone in the head in Reuspidi in eastern Georgia. Authorities arrested him and said that he was not on duty when the shooting happened, that he used his private handgun, and that he was drunk. The victim was taken to the hospital, but doctors were not able to save him. The investigation is ongoing, but no further details are known as to what caused the conflict. In international news, on Saturday the 26th, Oleksiy Honcharenko, Ukraine's representative of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, said Georgia did not support the agreement to create a special tribunal to hold Russia accountable for its aggression. Out of 46 member states, 6 didn't back it up, including Georgia. He said that the decision was ironic considering Russia occupied 20% of Georgia's territory, similar to Ukraine. Council hasn't published a full list of supporting countries yet, but Ukraine's president and the council's secretary general signed the agreement on Wednesday the 25th, a day before Hungary, Turkey, and Serbia voted against it, while Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan did not take part in the vote at all. While the ruling party aligns itself with Russia, just the opposite with the European Union, where they cannot even travel to certain countries without getting a visa. On Monday the 30th, Prime Minister Kobakhidze and his haircut admitted that he recently visited a European country, he did not specify which one, which required him to get a visa. While Georgians enjoy visa-free travel with the European Union, the organization suspended that privilege for officials and diplomatic passport holders back in January in response to the crackdown of the pro-European protest, which we have talked about in previous shows. So far, 10 EU countries have started to enforce these sanctions, including France and Sweden. Kobakhidze said that the decision was shameful, but he had no choice but to follow the rules. Also on Monday the 30th, Tbilisi Mayor Kakhikaladze announced that metro station Barkatili will be closed for 45 days starting the 14th of January. Workers will repair damaged concrete, seal leaks, and fix escalator tunnels. He said they cannot do the job safely while passengers use the station. He expects the full renovation to finish by November or December. This is not the first attempt at renovating the station. In 2018, the ceiling collapsed just months after a previous renovation, injuring 14 people. Authorities blamed the accident on low-quality work. This time, the city promises stronger oversight. The public is a bit skeptical. Meanwhile, the ruling party introduced a bill that increases penalties for crimes related to marijuana. Those whose use has been decriminalized for the past couple of years. Seems the Kotsevi want to reverse this process or start using it as yet another excuse for arrest, just the way the Natsebi used to do. Possessing more than 5 grams of dried marijuana could now lead to up to 6 years in prison. Larger amounts could result in sentences up to 8 years, and illegal production or transport could mean up to 9 years. First-time possession of small amounts, less than 5 grams, will still be treated as an administrative offense, but repeat offenses could lead to jail time. Growing cannabis, even in small amounts, could result in fines, house arrest, or prison. Next up, on Monday the 30th, opposition leader Salome Samardashvili from the coalition Strong Georgia, or Dzlieri Lelo, said Georgia is losing its role as the EU's main ally in the region of Armenia. She pointed to a visit of Kaya Kallas, the EU foreign policy chief, to Yerevan, where Armenia and the EU signed a deal allowing Armenia to join the EU crisis mission. The EU also pledged 270 million euros to support Armenia's sustainability and economic growth. Kallas praised Armenia's democratic progress and its efforts to reach peace with Azerbaijan. Kavadashvili said that the EU is rewarding Armenia for its reforms, while Georgia slides towards Russian-style authoritarianism under oligarch Bidzina Ivanishvili. She warned that Georgia risks losing visa-free travel and falling behind on EU membership. The EU shifts its focus to a more democratic and reliable partner. On another note, ruling party member of parliament Irakli Zarkua, and well-known moron, said he may push for the expulsion of German ambassador Peter Fischer, accusing him of acting like a political activist and siding with the opposition. Zarkua said Fischer has crossed diplomatic lines and is damaging relations between Georgia and Germany by fueling internal tensions instead of promoting cooperation. Very richly, he suggested that ambassadors who harm the state should be removed. As they say in Brooklyn, this guy. A Georgian woman was arrested in Greece for allegedly starting a massive forest fire on the island of Chios by throwing away a cigarette butt. The fire began on the 22nd of June and burned for 3 days, destroying around 4,000 hectares of forest. The investigation is still ongoing, but authorities arrested her after witnesses came forward with accusations. Closing this edition with sports news, on Sunday the 29th, during the Ultimate Fighting Championship held in Las Vegas, Ilia Topuria knocked out Charles Oliveira in the first round and won the lightweight champion title, becoming a two-division champion. He won the featherweight belt earlier this year, but gave it up to move to the next weight division. He now holds a perfect 17 wins, 0 losses record. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. If you want to join the Rorschach team as the Ocean Update writer, just send us an email at info@rorschach.com with Ocean Writer position in the subject line. Tell us why you'd like to write these updates. Click the link in the show notes to check out the job description. Nachwambis.